If we are consistently following through on these general principles, these general aspects of God's will, we might be better placed to discover his individual will for our lives. This is like I said earlier on about the builder's plan. We want to get straight into the details. What am I going to put in the house? What furniture am I going to buy? How am I going to dress the windows? And we need to pull back and say, let's have a look at the plan first of all and be familiar with that. So let's be familiar with this plan, this general plan. Not just be familiar with it, but live it out. Follow through, reminding ourselves that this is God's will for us. And you make no secret about it. It's there in the pages of the Bible. We need to open it and it's there. He's not playing hide and seek with us when it comes to his revealed will. But how do we find out what his will for us is as individuals? Well, first of all, I'd like to say this. Some people view God's will as a tiny specific dot on the roadmap of life. And if they don't discover that dot, if they don't hit on that dot, then they think they've missed the will of God for their lives, they've let God down, and consequently, they won't achieve their true purpose in life. Another way of looking at God's individual will for our lives is to take the analogy of a skating pond. I don't know if any of you have ever skated or would like to be able to skate, but imagine this skating pond that has a clearly defined boundary or fence, and on the other side of the fence are lots of bushes and rough land that would entangle you and trip you up if you were to try and skate there. As long as you stay within the confines of the skating pond, in other words, within God's general will, then you've got lots of room for maneuver. You can skate one way, you can skate another way, you can go in this direction, change direction, try out various moves if you feel up to it. Now, this view would say that if you stay within the pond's boundaries, that is, if you live according to God's general will, you'll be better placed to establish the direction that he wants you to take with regard to specific decisions that you need to make. Okay then, having said all that, I'd like to suggest sources of guidance that you might find helpful in discovering God's individual will for your life. I think Gillian made reference to some of these a few weeks ago. So I'd like to give you 7 sources of guidance for your consideration. First of all, sincerity. Ask yourself, do I really want to know what God's will is for me personally because I really want to do it? Or I'm just curious to see if it's going to line up with my own personal preferences. Be sincere, be honest about the will of God. Life is tough when you ignore God's will. But life can be tough when you follow God's will. There are no guarantees that doing what God wants will be plain sailing. But if that's what he wants, then surely it must be the best course of action to take. But ask yourself, am I willing to do the will of God, even when I don't know what it is, because I trust him? That's a challenging one